ready for takeoff.
Welcome to the Remote CEO Show. My name is De Niro Bartolini, aka De Niro B. I'm an acclaimed business coach, and my moonshot is to change the face of work and business forever. With each episode, we bring you some of the most inspiring and insightful interviews with 6, 7, 8, and 9-figure entrepreneurs to crack the code on how to build your remote empire and have fun while doing it. Thanks for stopping by, and let's get started.
What's going on, CEOs? De Niro B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, I'm here with Debbie Miller. Debbie is the owner of Social Hospitality, a boutique digital marketing agency that helps brands enhance their online presence. Debbie is an experienced communication specialist with over 15 years in digital marketing, content development, and social media. Today, we'll talk about all things branding, so let's get right into it. Debbie, welcome to the Remote CEO Show. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm very excited for you to be here. I ask every single one of my guests to tell us a bit more about their story. So, Debbie, what made you become an entrepreneur?
Sure. Yeah. My career kind of launched as a series. I call it happy accidents that happened. I got an internship at college to do marketing for a company, for a local destination marketing organization, which is an organization that promotes a city so that people come stay there and stay at the hotels and go to the restaurants and take care of all the, or, you know, take advantage of all the amenities in the city. And I hadn't previously been interested in marketing. I was an English major and I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do yet. I was considering law school. So it kind of was a happy accident that I fell into this internship because I realized how much I loved marketing and it wasn't something I previously had considered pursuing. So I got this internship my last year of college. I ended up getting hired by that organization and working there for about 3.5 years. And then shortly after that, I ended up transitioning to a larger marketing agency. During that time, I had started a blog on the side. I was working in social media for the hospitality industry. And at the time, this was back in 2011 or so, there weren't a lot of great resources online for people who were working specifically in that industry on social media and digital marketing, because it was kind of emerging. Social media for businesses kind of started around 2007, 2008. So people were still kind of learning the ropes and getting the hang of everything. And I started my social hospitality blog back in 2011. And around that same time, I transitioned to the other marketing agency that I began to work for, but I was working on social hospitality on the side as kind of a side, you know, side hustle, and was blogging there. And I began getting freelance clients and I began going to conferences and doing a lot of networking for my own brand on the side while I was still at my last company. And then after being at my last company for about 6 years and doing my own stuff on the side, I decided I was ready to go and launch into social hospitality as a full-time business. I had been able to kind of build it up for a bit, but I've now been running it as a full-time business since 2017. So it's been about 6, 7 years. I always kind of had that itch. I think I loved working in an office and I learned so much. And I still have some great friends that I met there. But I think for me, I've always been a very autonomous worker and I like, you know, being independent and working by myself and for myself. So that was something that always felt right to me. And so it took me a little while to be ready to fully, you know, take the leap to full-time on my own. But Once I was ready, I did it, and I've never looked back. So I definitely love it a lot.
Absolutely. So you stuck to another like corporate or full time job for how many years? 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years.
When your quote unquote side hustle before it became your main business.
Correct. Yes.
That is fantastic. You know, I worked for a big corporation in Canada for 4 to 5 years, and a startup before. And I think the biggest thing that I can take away from that is that it was like an MBA while getting paid. A lot of people go to school to learn that stuff. And I was there looking at all the meetings, taking notes before I just took off on my own. And I think it's the smartest thing to do. Even if you don't think it's your path forever, your forever path, it is still a great learning place for sure, 100%. Blogging from 2011, you are a real pioneer in the field, I guess, of SEO as well. And so I want to take us back to when you were building your team. I know your team is not big, but you've been around for a long time and you're still around, which means that you're done with something, right? And what did you start hiring for initially, and why did you decide to delegate those tasks instead of something else?
Yeah. So I started, like I mentioned, I started the company full time in 2017, and I was pretty much by myself for those first few years. And I liked that. I liked it was safe. It was contained. I like to get to know my clients, you know, very intimately. I'm able to really easily integrate into marketing teams for companies. And that felt really good for me for a while. But then I got to the point, it was actually the year after COVID in early 2021. Let's jump back to COVID. So at the beginning of 2020, I lost a bunch of my business because of COVID. Like I said, I work a lot in the hospitality industry, and a lot of places shut their doors in early 2020. I lost, I think, about 2/3 of my clients in March, April 2020 due to COVID. But by the end of 2020, I had already regained, and there were new clients, but I had regained the amount of clients that I lost and ended up almost breaking even 2020 to 2019 by the end of the year, because I had enough new business that came in by the end of the year. And when that started happening, I realized that I almost had too much work to do and not enough hours in the day. So I hired my first team member. She started in January of 21, and she was referred to me through another business owner in Orange County here where I live. She had done some copywriting related tasks for them and was highly recommended. And she was actually based on the East Coast in New York. So I hadn't met her in person, but we had some great phone calls and interviews, and she seemed like a great fit for what I was looking for. And that was one of the tricky things when I began to hire, is that so much of what we do is social media, is content development, but it's hard to find people who are both great at the strategic side of social media and who can also write well. And like I said, I'm an English major, so writing well is like the core of our business and what we do. And we're able to, you know, storytelling is so important with everything in marketing as well. And so being able to find someone who was a good writer was a little bit difficult. So she was a great fit for that. And she began in January of 2021. And I delegated to her, I think, one or two clients at the beginning. So I did it more account-based versus project-based. So the clients that seemed like a good fit, again, for her strengths, which were also social media and copywriting. That was also her background, as it was mine. And, you know, so she started with a couple clients. And then because she was kind of taking some of the busy work off my plate that I was doing before, that kind of day-to-day client work, I found that I was actually able to be more high-level and strategic with my other clients and also take on more clients because I had more time to devote to those high-level things. And then I was able to give her kind of the day-to-day, you know, tasks involved and manage that. So even though we were remote, she was on the East Coast, we were able to very easily kind of, you know, communicate regularly through Slack and through other channels that clients use. We used Asana for project management. We used, you know, Google Docs and Sprout Social for social media. We have a variety of different platforms that were able to help us communicate seamlessly and keep everything organized. So definitely recommend having those appropriate channels in place to make sure that you're able to communicate and stay on top of everything that's happening, because there's a lot of balls in the air all the time. So making sure to juggle everything efficiently is really critical in keeping clients happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to talk about the culture, because this is a big thing that a lot of people that start a remote business are worried about, especially the ones that already had a brick and mortar business and they know how important it is to have those, you know, side conversations at the coffee machine, in the kitchen, et cetera. How do you make sure that your team, I know that's not a big team, but again, it all starts from like two people and then working your way up. So how do you make sure that everybody is on the same page and that everybody shares the same cultures and values? Do you hire for them, or do you train your staff or kind of have events or something like that to make sure that everybody is, again, on the same page?
Yeah, so we're a fully remote team, so everyone is all over, and we haven't actually had everyone kind of in the same place together at one time. We're a very small business, but it's been a fully remote digital online business, and we've had team calls, which is great. So we've had a great team camaraderie for that. We have, like I said, the Slack channel, so we have some group Slacks going. A lot of it is, I think, hiring. Like all the people that I hired, I made sure, again, we're kind of the right fit, both in terms of their skill set, but also personality-wise. I want to make sure I was working with people who I got along with. I have a sense of, you know, kind of very sarcastic sense of humor. I wanted to make sure that the people I hired would be compatible with that. And they all thankfully have been. Work ethic obviously is important, making sure that they can get their tasks done on time when they say they're going to get something done. And again, sometimes stuff comes up and stuff's running behind, and that's totally fine. But just making sure they're communicating well with me on where they are with projects if they are running behind, just so I can, you know, troubleshoot all those things. But we've definitely had a lot of online camaraderie. Like I said, we all have a great sense of humor. So like sharing memes and stuff online, we're all on Instagram all the time. So there's a lot of great, you know, really funny content about working in digital marketing and memes that come up all the time. So we'll share those amongst each other. And so, I think it was kind of a combination of both of the hiring the right people and making sure it was going to be a good fit out the gate, and then continuing to nurture the dynamics and having the regular conversations with them, both individually and as a group, to keep that team building going amongst the team. But it's worked out. It's worked out pretty well so far.
Awesome. And another thing that I wrote this in my book, actually, it's a funny story that when I built my remote team, one of the first things I did is I actually hired a friend of mine, which was a top performer at our corporate job. He had quit just a couple of weeks before that. And I thought it was a great opportunity to help him out, get a job right away, and also work with someone that I knew was great. However, what I realized is that he was very good in an office environment. And once he started working remotely, his quality of the work was really, it went down. And it was just a mutual decision. After a couple of weeks, after a couple of months, he had to go because he was really not able to work from home. And that was his big thing. It's like, I go crazy if I am at work all day. So how do you make sure that you hire the right people when it comes to working remotely? Do you look for remote work experience, prior remote work experience, or do you ask specific questions to get the truth out?
Yeah, so all the people that I hired were remote workers, and they all had experience with that. That first girl I mentioned, as well as another team member that I have as well. I did have one of my team members that I hired because she was job searching, so she was available remotely. But then a couple months after I hired her, she ended up getting a full-time in-house position. And she was able to still stay on with me for a few more months and still kind of work in the evenings. And, I made sure it wasn't a conflict of interest with her company, and she had asked to make sure it was fine. But eventually it did get to the point where it didn't make as much sense anymore to have her on. And it was a very amicable, split. But because so many of our client requests were coming in kind of day of or last minute, and there were a lot of things that were coming up just during the day that the other remote team members were available to hop on quickly. But because she was at her full-time gig, she wasn't able to get to those emails till the evening. So eventually it did make sense to kind of part ways with her. But in general, the team members that I've hired have been remote workers and very flexible. And again, everything we do is online based. So I don't care if they're working early in the morning. I don't care if they're working at night. I don't care if they're traveling. One of my team members is a digital nomad in Mexico, and she's traveling all the time. She's always on a bus or a train and moving to a new spot. And she's fabulous. She's the most efficient person that I have, despite the fact that she's kind of constantly on the go. So I definitely think there's benefits to having remote teams and letting them have that flexibility that they desire to have the life that they want. But then also they need the income, and they want to do good work for their employer. So I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And so actually my follow-up question to this was, do you generally work on a synchronous or asynchronous model? And from what I understand, it is asynchronous. So you utilize your operations management tools like at the best of their abilities to make sure that everybody, is on track with what they're doing without having, beginning and end of day meetings and everything else. Is that correct? Or?
Correct. Yeah. We don't have a lot of stuff that's like daily, urgent on a daily basis. There's definitely stuff that's due like weekly or biweekly. So just as long as they get their projects in, a lot of it is pretty consistent. So they have specific clients that they're assigned to do social media posts for example, or different types of projects. And I still do a lot of projects myself as well, but they have their specific clients that they're assigned to. They know them very well. They know their tasks very well. A lot of it is very consistent. So they know every week social media posts are due, by X, or this, other miscellaneous project is due as well. Reporting's always due, a certain day of the month. A lot of it's pretty consistent and ongoing. So it gets relatively easy once you get in the groove, but for both myself and for them, to keep on track of everything.
Okay, that's fantastic. Debbie, I want to know if there's anything exciting coming down the pike in your business or your personal brand that you want to share with our audience.
Oh, sure. I just recently redid my website, socialhospitality.com. It had been kind of boring for a couple of years. Not boring, but a little outdated for a couple of years. So I just redid the website in the last couple of months. So I would love for you to check it out. Updating the blog regularly on there as well. Still no new services at the moment. So kind of our bread and butter services, like I mentioned, are organic social media, anything under the content development umbrella. So that includes email marketing, blogging, writing for websites, including SEO. All that kind of stuff is kind of our primary offering. We work with a lot of small businesses, I would say, our main company. We're a small agency, so we're a little more intimate than a large marketing agency that you might hire, in the sense that we're very hands-on with our clients. So you won't just get, I know a lot of larger agencies, you'll get an account manager and then the account manager is changing every couple of months. I've heard about that. I've heard that a lot. And a lot of companies like that when they hire us, like they get me, I'm the account manager. I'm the person they're talking to on a regular basis. I'm meeting with them regularly. And then they get to know, again, my team members who are working on their accounts and developing some of the social media posts or whatever the case may be for them. So small businesses tend to be a good fit for what we offer. And we're also happy to partner with other agencies. A lot of our business is partnering with other companies that offer similar but different services to what we offer. So for example, we partner with a branding agency where they do the branding, we do the social. I've partnered with several different hospitality marketing agencies that do revenue management, for example, and then we do the social media and the content. Same with a variety of other SEO. We've partnered with a lot of SEO agencies who do the technical SEO side of things, and then we do the content and the social. So happy to partner with other agencies as well. And I'm all about collaboration. I don't, you know, have much of a, I'm not competitive really. Like I love to collaborate with other agencies and help, you know, the rising tides raise all boats. So happy to help support their businesses and work together to partner and find these good fits for everybody.
That is fantastic, Debbie. So I'm sure that my listeners want to know more about you and your business. Where can people find you online?
Yeah, so our website is socialhospitality.com, and then we're on all the social media channels under Social Hospitality as well. My name is Debbie Miller. There are a lot of Debbie Millers in the world, but I'm on LinkedIn. Debbie Miller 53 is my LinkedIn URL link, and I'm pretty active on LinkedIn as well as other social channels, but Social Hospitality is the perfect way to find us through on all the avenues.
Again, thank you so much for being in the Remote CEO Show. I'm looking forward to having you in the future. And in the meantime, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
And this is it for today, CEOs. Thanks for staying with us until the end. Can I ask you a big favor? Can you please leave a review? I know the podcast app is not super straightforward. So if you don't know how to leave a review, just DM me on Instagram at DeNiroB. DeNiroB, and I will send you the direct link to the review section. And to show you my appreciation, I will answer any business question you ask me during that conversation. So thank you again, and I will talk to you again soon.